Blog Talk Radio. These handsome twins are not new to the music industry, and their career has spanned well into the early years when the likes of James Brown, Motown, and soul music was at its peak. I'm minutes away from speaking live to the award-winning musical twins Alvin and Calvin Alvin, but first, I want to thank you for tuning in and joining me this evening. As normally, you can catch my show every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. I hope you are having a wonderful evening. Maybe a little bit of the sugar candy hangover because it was Halloween. I'm sorry. Wish I could help you out, but I started my diet, so you know how that goes. Also, if you're a brand new listener to the show, welcome, and let me personally invite you to become an Entertainment Now Facebook fan. You'll find out first what guests I'll have joining me like this Saturday. Can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. You all remember the beautiful actress sportscaster Jane Kennedy? Oh, my goodness. I remember wanting to be just like her. Well, she's going to be joining me this Saturday, not only to talk about her illustrious career, but what she's working on now with her beautiful daughter, Savannah. That's right. It's a series called A Mother and Daughter Thing. Jane Kennedy Overton joins me, courtesy of Zephyr Agency. And again, you don't want to miss that show. That's going to be this Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Also, you'd love to have you visit our Faces of Success Radio main homepage. You can check out other great shows that we have on tap. I'm not jealous because I like to share. I've got a lot of great colleagues who are on the airwaves bringing the best shows to you, like On the Rise Radio, putting in the spotlight on local talents with DJ Success and DJ Nina B. That's going to be every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Or how about Geechee Dance Hip Hop Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific? Or got a relationship issue in a rut? Well, we'll help you get out of it. Or I should say, all you have to do is tune in to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific on Faces of Success Radio. As I promised you from the beginning, right now it's time to introduce two of the most handsome twins that I have the pleasure of interviewing and meeting next year, as they're also nominees of our station Faces of Success Radio's 2016 Old School Black Tie Dinner and Award event. They've been in the music industry since the time of James Brown, Motown, and have been electrifying the stage with their award-winning performances ever since. Joining me now via the phone are twin brothers Alvin and Calvin Alvin. Gentlemen, thank you so, so much for joining me on Entertainment Now. We have finally connected. How are you doing tonight?
God bless you.
God bless you. Double time.
We're doing fine. And first of all, I like to say it's an honor. And it, you know, it's just a pleasure, you know, to finally speak on terms of a personality like yourself. You know, we've followed you, you know, and I even followed you through your crisis, you know, and that's why I call you Shiro, our Shiro, because in the midst of things, you kept that thing, you kept that good image going, and you are definitely more an inspiration for us. For the people that we meet, so we praise God for you, Miss Gail.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and
I double that, Gail.
I'm so glad that we have opportunity to three way to talk to you all three of us together. It's been a couple of weeks since we set this up, so I'm ecstatic. And this is a great opportunity you've given us. So I want to thank you also double that with my brother.
Oh, of course. Yes. It is my pleasure. It has been my pleasure. And I'm so excited because I want to get right to one interesting true fact about the both of you, because you both say that you are the godsons of the great late godfather of soul, James Brown. Now, that's going to be a story and a half. So I don't want you guys leaving out any details, so I'm going to turn it over.
We had maybe do a part three.
Right. Well, dealing with our life with him, you know, my brother, you know, I give him all the pleasure of being in the midst of Mr. Brown before I met him. And it was from him and from his relationship with him that he had titled us as his godsons. So I'll introduce my brother Alvin. You know, he's kind of like the motivation point of this part of our life. And Alvin?
Yes, you're too kind, Calvin. He's much too kind. Well, Gail, it all started, you know, we've been known what faith have, and I say in one of my excerpts, faith is faith. We grew up in the southern part of Virginia. We was known as the two little James Browns coming up. And we never even imagined our whole wildest dreams in 1979 when we left Virginia to California. It was our destiny to not only meet him, but become as close as we were to him. You just can't write that, yeah, if you just sit back. I look back over our life and dreamed, ever dreamed of us being that close. And that, and be an honor to be chosen by him and his wife to be their godsons. Tommy Ray is so sweet.
Wow.
She's been with us from the beginning. As Calvin was taking care of my parents back home in Virginia, I had the pleasure. And it was more of a, not a, a God-given a treasure for me to just be in a midst of not actually meeting him, but four or five years before, while Calvin was taking care of my mom and dad, and I was holding the fort down here in California, we became very close. And when he met Calvin, we become even closer. For 5 years after he met Calvin, he liked that about us. He said, "Y'all take care of your mom. I like that. Take care. I love to bring y'all with me, but y'all got to do the thing right." So we're in awe of all the Browns family and the things that we have been through, but that just was, you know, it has to be like a part two or three for me to really get into it all of what that meant for us, and that's where we stand.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll bring you back to part two, three, four, and five.
Right. And one of the things about Mr. Brown that we wanted to expand on today, and a lot of people really don't see that or know that he was a very spiritual person, you know, and he used to put us to the side and his raspy voice. You can do the boogaloo, but you got to believe in God. You got to believe in God. And then that encouraged us, you know, and right before this interview here, you know, we've done a lot of interviews, and we talked about, you know, the twins and the show and things like that. You know, so when my brother and I came together on this interview and how it came about, it's so amazing with you. You know, and how I think God led us into this. And when we right before last week when we were supposed to start, we said, well, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to, you know, tell about? And then we said, well, all of this really centers on Christ, you know what I mean, about how God has changed us in music. And right now it's so acceptable. And it's so, like, back in the time when we first started, even before we met Mr. Brown, when we came to California, we had this Kurt Franklin thing. Like, we would do the James Brown, we would slide and say, "I feel good." But we had this theme about God. And back in 79, when we came to California and went to the all the record companies, we was known as the Prophets. And we still had that James Brown style. Even when we met Mr. Brown, we told him how we wanted to bring God's message through his sound, that funky sound, and he loved it. But during that time, I think the industry wasn't quite ready to hear about it. But now it's, you know, like the Sherry Gardens and the Tommy Ray Brown and the Gail Scott Keys and, you know, people like that. It flows so easy as you look on posts, you know, people giving honor to God. You know, they're not ashamed of it. You know, it flows in like it's acceptable in all walks of the entertainment industry. And we feel it more comfortably right now with our shows. We have a power-packed house in our Twin Entertainment that when we come together, we give God that glory. You know, and all of the components there believe in Alvin and Calvin's dream right now of coming forth to the center stage of the music industry, but to bring that quality of Christ in there, you know, and to bring about in a way that people can hear it, they can get funky, they can dance, they can feel the James Brown sound, but they are not embarrassed if we say, good God. When we say, good God, they can understand what God is all about. It's not just saying good God, but we're saying good God because we know that God is good. But we can boogaloo, we can jerk, and we can do our thing. But the main thing, what we want to do, is to bring the word of God through clearly, you know, and that really makes a difference in our life right now.
Absolutely.
And when you look at the history, you know, of both of you, and I'm sorry, because this is a very key point, when you both were growing up, you know, in Southern Virginia, and that was also, correct me if I'm wrong, around the time of the era of segregation. And
absolutely,
you had to have a lot of faith to get out there and shake your stuff and people looking at you like, what? Because let's face it, it was not going to be tolerated. It wasn't going to be accepted. So, of course, you have the godfather of soul, James Brown, who's just out there screaming and stuff, and they're probably thinking, oh, we're not going to touch him and stuff. But it must have been an era where I could only read about it, but you lived it.
Yeah, right. And I think that drives us because we have, you know, been on both sides of the fence and seeing the segregated side and seeing the 1975 to the 79, the California style. So I think that growing up in the South and raised in the and hearing Brown's music back at that time, hearing Say It Loud, hearing I Don't Want Nobody. I mean, he carried the entire race of our people in a time that it wasn't privy to be called black. It wasn't privy to be called other than what you were, they were calling us at the time. So I think that's what drives us. And God did bless us by allowing us to see that part in history because it is history. Right back then, it wasn't such thing as black history. But today, when the kids read about it, and they seem like if my daughter, she read off, Dad, did that really happen? So I can say, yes, I was there and I see that. But yes, it really is a great point that you made. And I think that what, you know, you couldn't talk about back then, Gail, in school, and you couldn't talk about none about Mr. Brown and say, you know, and we grew up in segregated high school. But, you know, Brown came out with that Say It Loud. I mean, we was chopping, we was laughing, we was giggling. You know what I mean? Hey, Gail, what? You heard that? You heard that? Cause you would have one radio station. Just to get in the groove with Mr. Brown. We were standing in front of the TV. Is he coming? Is he coming? Is he coming? You know, but yeah.
And it was so ironic when we was little. We were so much into James Brown that we used to walk like, you know, and people were, you know, we would get in the mirror and say, well, how did he do his face? You know, do he do it like his lip, his shoulder up like this? And it had gotten so... With us, it became not much as an imitation, as a way of life, you know, because we admired him that much. But closer to that, even after we met him and we saw the realness, like my brother said, when he first met him, when he said, hey, how you doing? And he said it looked like he was a mannequin, you know what I mean? He didn't like you see somebody and he don't look real. You don't want to touch it because you just like Michael Jackson or whatever. That's not a real person. But when they start moving and grooving and hugging, you know, and you know, hey, you know, fish your pants up or, you know, oh, Mr. Brown, your zipper is down. Oh, twins, stop, you know. So you know that he's real, you know what I mean? And you know, we found that realness of him. Even in a time that he would be so sad, even at the end part of his life. And that hurt us because he saw us crying, you know, because when he had the colon thing going on. And when he flew us out there. Right, prostate. He flew us out to I think it was San Francisco, on one of his final shows. Mm-hmm. And when we saw him, you know how you see a father figure that you know something is wrong, but he tried to play it off. And he saw the tears in us, you know, that we said, well, hey, what's wrong, Mr. Brown? Why you lost so much weight? And we didn't really understand it fully that those would be the last times that we would actually spend with them. And those were the quality times, because that last night that we was with them, and, you know, he would laugh and joke and say, well, hey, twins, I can still, I lost a little weight, but, you know, I still look good, don't I? You know, so, yeah, Mr. Brown, you still look good, but we wanted to give him that, you know, yeah, Mr. Brown, don't I? You know, he wanted to say, don't, you better not say I don't I, you know.
Who would ever tell
you
no?
Yeah, you better not say no. You know, you see him, Mr. Brown, you sick, what's wrong with you?
I got another song
I'm coming out with. I'm in the studio, twin. Yeah. Hey, it's gonna be good, Mr. Brown. It's gonna be good. I'm telling you. You know.
So, I can't even imagine. Yes, with that said, that at the last moment of our Reno trip that we spent with him, when he asked us to be his godson. And it was so wonderful. His wife was there, Tom Ray, and he helped us start our youth organization. He was one of the co-founders of our youth organization called Youth of America. And he looked up that night and said, M. Kevin, yeah, I want y'all to be my godson. And so we looked at Tom Ray. I looked at Kevin. Kevin looked at me. Tom Ray looked at him, and she looked at me and Calvin. She said, if he said it, he meant it. They love you guys. I said something about him, and we could see it. It was something so unreal that when he looked at us, that kind of look, even after the end of one of our dinners with him and a lot of people, he came at night and he asked to be his godson. He took an extra couple of minutes at the end of the evening to kiss both of us in front of everybody. Didn't kiss the ladies. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, he said, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't care nothing, but this is coming. This is something I got to do. So,
and you never wash that cheek again.
And that was a lot different from shaking somebody's hand. That's a kiss, you know
exactly.
what I mean? And you know, and then his wife, years later, even without us knowing, Tom Ray and Mr. Brown had discussed us becoming James Brown Jr.'s godfather. So today, you know, we are his godfather, you know, and that kind of bridged that gap to do for him what James Brown done for us, you know, in raising us in that type of way. Yes?
I'm going to have you pause right there because, unfortunately, and I apologize, we've got to go into a break because there's something very special and significant that you just said. And I'm going to talk to Alvin and Calvin Ahmed about another love near and dear to their heart. So don't go anywhere, as that's right after the break.
Hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King. And on behalf of me and my brother, Johnny King, we're very excited to be a part of Faces of Success 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion in Reno, Nevada, at the Grand Sierra Hotel. We'll be making our way down the red carpet, performing my new single, Dance All Night, so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of great talent. See you there.
Welcome back to Entertainment Now with Gail Scott Key on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM, as I am joined via the phone with award-winning musical twin brothers Alvin and Calvin Ahmed. And before the break, I mentioned that there is another love besides music and also them sharing their time with legendary blues singer James Brown, godfather of music, who has now crowned them as the godsons, and they certainly deserve it with everything that they have gone through and learned from him. And before the break, I mentioned that there is another love, and what I was talking about is the deep passion for which is the Youth of America Foundation. Now, folks, check this out. If I'm understanding correctly, thousands of youths are mentored, focus on college-bound leadership, and carefully chosen on the merits and the skills of academics, music, sports, and arts to further their goals. Well, it's no surprise, after some time, the late James Brown had even helped Alvin and Calvin get this established back in 2001, and even his beautiful wife is still supporting them to this day, and they have other supporters like Sherry Gordy, Viola Gay, and more. So, gentlemen, I wanted to take the time, because as usual, it wraps up so quickly. This is so commendable. I am so proud of you guys. You're giving back to the youth. You're giving the youth something to look forward to, because through what you went through, you know, meeting James Brown and him taking you under his wing, if you will, now you're turning it around and you're changing lives and the youth of others. How did you both become inspired to do this?
Well, during the time of our encounter in California, we came about from Mr. Brown. He wanted us to help the kids, because when we came to him, we had this desire. We was like youth ministers in local churches. And he kind of looked at us and went, hey, you know, we need to do something about, you know, you all doing something for kids, because he had this passion for kids. And I think even with Reverend Sharpton and people in his camp, he wanted to mentor someone to mentor the kids, you know, do the things that he couldn't do as far as on the ground. And basically, he kind of opened the paved way for us to do that. Today, we have a Youth of America Foundation crew, also along with our Twin Entertainment group that we're bringing to Vegas. We have some very special artists that's on the ground helping this Youth of America drive, in the likes of Marty Price, which is an extremely talented young man. He have different videos and some singles out, League 3, League 1, and also Miss Raven Pulling, as you all probably know, and you probably know her. She's an extraordinary Michael Jackson style, and she's phenomenal in that way. And these, as far as helping us to make this dream and this goal come true, as Miss Adrian Taylor, you know, we have combined a force that when we get together weekly and we look at things that we can do worldwide to bring about a change in their lives, that to use the James Brown platform that we have been blessed with to make a difference, because everyone knows James Brown. James Brown. So, you know, when we get into an area that we can bring that funky sound and then also do some good, then that's an extra double blessing, and we're so grateful for that.
Well, you definitely are doing good, and it looks like we may have a caller on the line, if you don't mind, joining us right now.
Come
good evening.
In.
You're on Entertainment Now with Gail Scott Key, and we're talking with Alvin and Calvin Almond. And you are? Hello? Hello, caller. You're on Entertainment Now with Gail Scott Key and Alvin and Calvin Almond. Do you have a question? I don't know if
okay.
I'm having a bad connection.
All right. Okay.
It looks like they may have had a bad connection.
I can answer that question. You know, I've heard it in the midst of my spirit. I can answer that question, caller. You know, yes, we're all about the kids. Yes, we will make a difference. Yes, we will get it done. Yes, we will
Come
make
on.
It funky. And you better bet you that.
Yeah, the pleasure is going to be all mine meeting you gentlemen next year on the red carpet.
And we got two dances. Two dances. You know, I told my brother I get the first dance because you promised me. But, you know, then after, in the middle of the dance, I'll swing you over to Alvin. You know, I just won't throw you. You'll be in the dance. I'll swing you. And you swing your claw into his arm. So you're going to, you know, you'll be.
Well, I'll make sure I get the extra sticky stuff in my shoes, because if I go swinging, I'll make sure I go swinging.
You know, since the last time that we were on Face Success and all the support we had from Face Success, we definitely embraced
and
Ms.
Pearl
Allen
and Mr. Black,
yes.
Ms. Pearl Allen,
Michael
she's
Black,
our angel, and
yes.
And like I was speaking of earlier, you see the God in them, you know, and they are not, especially you yourself, Ms. Pearl, is not afraid to bring that forth and not ashamed, and that would make her so have a passion for Faces of Success, because we know that's anointed, and so we definitely
she really is. an amazing woman, Pearl Adami, who brought me on. She actually saw the show version of this, and it looks like, you know, we'll be taking that back into that version because I started the show as a TV. But I just wanted to, as minutes are dwindling down, and I'm so, so sorry because it always goes that way, and that just means you guys have to come back because, you know.
Okay,
it's,
great.
It's
praise God.
But I want to tell you, first of all, both of you, from the bottom of my heart, I can't thank you enough. I haven't even met you face-to-face, and the love that you have shown to me, you know, as you said, following my posts and following both of you, you are the handsomest twins, let me tell you. Ladies,
go ahead,
you're
not your
I get the dance. I know Miss Pearl, you know, she's going to get her dance, but I'm getting my dance. So if you're going to be showing up at Reno, Nevada for our 2019. You know, I just got to tell you, I'm going to show you the diva. I'll be like, them eyes.
don't hold anything back. You better not hold anything back. All right.
I won't be holding anything back. Believe you me, with my 300 pairs of shoes, one of them is bound to slow someone down. So
well,
we're
going to wear out every one of them. Every one of them. We're going to wear. When you go home, you say, what even happened to my shoe? I had to change them 300 times.
Yeah, them doggone twins.
Exactly. I want to thank you both so, so much for joining me. It has been a
God
pleasure.
Bless you.
You're definitely going to come back on because I'm going to have a holiday show. And actually, I've got to switch on and switch over to another platform. But from the bottom of my heart, Alvin and Calvin Allman, check them out on Facebook. You can always follow what's going on new with them. And as I said, go to our Faces of Success Radio homepage. That's where you're going to see our event for the 2016 Black Tie Old School Dinner Award event. And yes, these two gentlemen are an award with us. I can't wait. We're very excited. Very excited. And for those of you tuning in, hop on over. You can tune out, listen to the show every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's where you can always catch my show. And remember, Jane Kennedy Overton, she joins me this Saturday. And we're finally going to catch up and find out what she's been up to. So for all of you at home, Alvin and Calvin, it has been a pleasure. Big, big hugs to you. And I'm going to bring you back on, I promise. And of course, it only seems fitting that I send you out with what your godfather would have had. You guys have a wonderful evening, and I will see you on Saturday.
God bless.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice.